Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a bhajan which many of you probably have never heard, but it's a bhajan which is filled with such elevating feelings. It is a bhajan which is so melodiously composed and the phrases are so profound. It is a bhajan in adoration of the Divine Mother. We call out to the Mother in such a soulful manner in this bhajan. This is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Shankari Bhaktava Shankari Ma.
So this is what we will learn now, and like in every episode of this program, let's get started with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, and then we will have a conversation with Brother Srinivas Rao, someone who has had the chance to sing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for many years and currently serves in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashantinilayam. And then in the last lap of the session, you will listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Shankari Bhakta Vashankari Ma, Sankata Harini Sai Ma, Pranavaswarupini Prema Daini, Parti Purishwari Palayamam, Mangala Karini Manjula Bhashini, Jnana Daini Sai Ma, Saima, 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 Satya Saima. This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham.
Now that you are familiar with the lyrics, let's learn how to sing this bhajan. The most interesting part of this session is when you actually imbibe and internalize the tune of the bhajan, and in the subsequent part of this program, we will spend more time understanding the significance of every word of this bhajan. So let's learn first how to sing this bhajan.
Shankari Bhaktava Shankari Ma, Shankari Bhaktava Shankari Ma, Shankari Bhaktava Shankari Ma, Shankari Bhaktava Shankari Ma, Sankata Harini Sai Ma, Sankata Harini Sai Ma, Sankata Harini Sai Ma, Sankata Harini Sai Ma, Pranavaswarupini Premadayini, Pranavaswarupini Premadayini, Pranavaswarupini Premadayini, Pranavaswarupini Premadayini, Parti Purishwari Palayamam, Parti Purishwari Palayamam, Parti Purishwari Palayama, Parti Purishwari Palayama, Mangala Karini Manjula Bhashini, Mangala Karini Manjula Bhashini, Mangala Karini Manjula Bhashini, Mangala Karini Manjula Bhashini, Jnana Daini
சாயிமா.
ஞானதாயினி சாயிமா,
ஞானதாயினி சாயிமா,
ஞானதாயினி சாயிமா.
சாயிமா, சாயிமா,
சாயிமா, சாயிமா,
சாயிமா, சத்ய சாயிமா,
சாயிமா, சத்ய சாயிமா.
The third speed of this bhajan.
சாயிமா, சாயிமா,
சாயிமா, சாயிமா,
சாயிமா, சத்ய சாயிமா,
சாயிமா, சத்ய சாயிமா.
சங்கரி பக்தவ சங்கரிமா,
So that's the lovely bhajan in adoration of the Divine Mother. Very beautiful phrases, very sacred feelings it evokes. And if you look at the swaras that have come together to make this bhajan so soulful, it only heightens your excitement, your exhilaration in offering this bhajan to Bhagwan. So let's spend some time trying to understand all those beautiful notes that have come together to gift all of us this beautiful composition. So Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This is a lovely meditative bhajan, a Devi bhajan based on rag Ahir Bhairav in the Hindustani classical music, and we call it Chakravakam in the Carnatic classical music. It's a very beautiful raga, and we have many, many soulful bhajans in this. I'm sure that all of us will agree in that, you know, one of the most favorite bhajans would be in the list of this, the bhajans which are belonging to this Ahir Bhairav.
Ishwaramba priyatanaya Sai Narayana Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama நடராஜ ஹே த்ரிபுராரி பவனாஷா புட்டபர்த்தி புரிஷா.
And the list goes on.
Yes.
And all these bhajans are very soulful, meditative, because the set of swaras which form the raga are like that.
Sare
Komal re ga shuddha ga
ga ga ma pa dha
shuddha dha
dha ni
komal ni
ni dha ni sa re sa ni dha pa dha ma ma pa ga ma pa ga ma re re ni sa re ma ga re ni sa.
And I'm reminded of a very beautiful vintage Shiva bhajan, ओम हरि ओम साई शंकर ओम ओम हरि ओम शिरडीपुरीश्वर ओम प्रतिविहारी शिवो त्रिनेत्रधारी शिवो पतित पावना पाहि महेशा शिव शिव हर हर
ब्यूटिफुल. इन फैक्ट सम टाइम बैक व्हेन आई वाज रीडिंग द गॉस्पल ऑफ श्री रामकृष्ण परमहंसा द मास्टर मेंशंस अबाउट स्टैंडिंग ऑन द नोट नी एज वन ऑफ द थिंग्स टू अचीव फॉर ए सिंगर विच इज अकीन टू प्रोग्रेस इन द स्पिरिचुअल पाथ इन टर्म्स ऑफ स्टैंडिंग ऑन द नोट नी इज सो सोलफुल एंड सो क्रिटिकल इट इज लाइक स्टेजेस इन द स्पिरिचुअल डेवलपमेंट एंड यू नो यू हैव magic happening in this raga because of that komal knee along with komal re, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's each note is so filled with that, as you said, if you look at it a divine way, I'm sure it becomes a sadhana also.
Yes.
In fact, the note sa itself, which we are trying to stand on, practice, and it's still very, very challenging.
Yes.
To stand on sa with no shake in the voice.
Yes.
With the 100% stability, and no wonder why Swami started all this Omkaram, 21 Omkarams.
Yes.
Which help you to really get the straight notes. It's a practice as well as a sadhana. That's the beauty of our
yes.
Sai bhajans.
That's the foundation.
Yes, yes, very foundation.
And as you reach higher stages in your sadhana, this sort of remains in my mind that how standing a knee is difficult, you say. Being steadfast in your sadhana also is difficult, but you know, our whole bhajan is always a sadhana.
Yes.
And so, I think the more steadier you will become on the notes, the more purer you become from inside as the days go by and as you practice this sadhana. Today, in fact, it is so beautiful that we have Brother Ashwath with us for this bhajan classroom session. It'll be nice, brother, if you can just spend some time giving us a feel of how this raga evolves and how this raga has that beautiful nature in it which gives it such a feeling that any song that you put into this raga, it becomes so meditative, so soulful. Maybe you can do a small alap in this raga.
Thank you so much, Vishu. Much of the thing has been told by both of you. It's a very beautiful meditative raga. We will try our humble attempt to explore the raga.
Ah, 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 ah.
Wow. In fact, it reminded me of another song from that Swami Vivekananda drama.
Beautiful.
Chalo manmane jaye.
Yeshudas.
Yeah.
I sang this beautiful Yeshudas Sarah song.
Yes.
Beautiful meditative song.
Ghar apne is pardes mein, wo pardes mein, kyun pardesi rahe, chalo man jaye ghar apne.
Very philosophical song.
Oh yes, absolutely. Generally, the first meeting of Ramakrishna Paramahansa and Swami Vivekananda happens through this song. And wow, we don't know how many people have connected to the divine through this song. Amazing. So shall we take every line of this bhajan and deliberate on the swaras?
Yes. The first line.
Shankari Bhaktava Shankari Ma Sari Sa Sari Sa Sari Ma Ga.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sari Sa Sari Sa Sari Ma Ga Sankata Harini Sai Ma Niririka Mapamari Sasa.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Niririka Mapamari Sasa Pranavaswarupini Primadaini Mama Pasani Nini Sani Padani Dada.
2, 3, 4.
Mama Pasani Nini Sani Padani Dada Parti Purishwari Palayamam Pani Sari Riri Nisari Sa.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Pani sari re re ni sari sa Mangalakarini Manjulabhashini Sa sa ni re 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 sa ni da padani da da.
2, 3, 4, 1.
Sa sa ni re 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 sa ni da padani da da Jnanadayini Sai Ma Nida padani pamagari gamaga.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Nida padani pamagari gamaga Sai Ma Sai Ma Nisari Pa Magari Magari Sasa.
2, 3, 4, 1.
Nisari Pa Magari Magari Sasa Sai Ma Satya Sai Ma Nisari Ma Nisari Ga 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 Gagari Magari Sasa.
2, 3, 4, 1.
Ni sari ga 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 ri ma ga ri sa sa.
Probably it is one of those bhajans where you definitely have to give it a lot of time to practice and internalize.
Yes. This bhajan is very unique in the sense you have the attributes of Devi.
Yes.
And so beautifully composed in the sense ప్రణవస్వరూపిణి ప్రేమదాయిని, ప్రతిపురీశ్వరి పాలయమాం, మంగళకారిణి మంజుల భాషిణి, జ్ఞానదాయిని సాయిమా సాయిమా సాయి. సో ఈవెన్ ద మా మా పా పా దో స్మాల్ ఇంట్రికేట్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ టేకెన్ కేర్ సార్. దెర్ ఆర్ నో ఐ మీన్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో రైస్ టు గ్రామాటికల్ ఆర్ అండ్ ఇట్ జస్ట్ ఫ్లోస్ ఇట్ జస్ట్ ఫ్లోస్ ఇన్ ద
ఐ మీన్ ది ట్యూన్ ఆబ్వియస్లీ ఫ్లోస్ లైక్ ఎ రివర్ బట్ ఈవెన్ ది లిరిక్స్ సో బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ వోవెన్
yes
and the raga comes in so
and even the shankari bhaktava shankari that's also yes. a very nice rhyming.
I don't think that this phrase we find in any other bhajan,
any other bhajan. Yes,
it's though it is there in many Telugu songs and perhaps in Sanskrit compositions, but I think in a bhajan for the first time, at least yes. I'm hearing it for the first
bhaktava
time
shankari.
Bhaktava shankari as a phrase, but very beautiful and the meaning is so profound. The Lord who is the who is conquered by the devotees, you know, Bhaktava Shankari. Bhagwan always placed the devotees above the Lord, and the bhajan is conveying that sacred feeling, the very first line itself. Beautiful. So we'll do the beat.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is the regular Adi Talam or Kehirva in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4 Shankari Bhakti తవ శంకరి మా
శంకరి భక్తవ శంకరి మా
సంకటహారిణి సాయిమా
సంకటహారిణి సాయిమా
సంకటహారిణి సాయిమా
సంకటహారిణి సాయి
Beautiful. Really grateful to Swami for bringing this beautiful composition into our consciousness. You know, there are so many of us who so effortlessly relate to Bhagwan as the Divine Mother, because you know so much He has done and He continues to do for all
yes.
of us. So the relationship with the mother is something which many devotees immediately relate to.
Yes.
And this is a bhajan which is another very beautiful medium. When you have that sort of a relationship with Bhagwan, it really accentuates that feeling.
Absolutely.
So grateful to Swami and thank you so much, Anirudh and Ashok.
Thank you, brother.
Sadhguru. So with that, we are done with the raga, the tala, and it's time to spend time on bhava. And for this, we will now listen to a conversation with Brother Srinivas Rao, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group for so many years and currently serving in Bhagwan Super Speciality Hospital in Prashantanagar. Sairam, Brother Srinivas Rao, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom.
Sairam, Brother Prashti, happy to be here.
So how did it feel when you heard this bhajan, when I sent you this bhajan and I said, can we do a satsang? What was your first impression?
All lots of memories were running through my mind.
As every phrase of this bhajan
yes.
comes into your mind, and as you sing these phrases, Bhaktava Shankari, Sankata Harini,
yes.
Pranava Sarupini, maybe, you know, 35 years of living with Bhagwan, so many moments.
Yes,
just
for each word.
Yes.
And so true to those words, Bhagwan lived amidst us, so that, you know, there is no question of any doubts on what is described, what is sung and His glory.
Now all these, Bhagwan was sort of becoming alive in front of you.
Yes.
With so many beautiful moments.
Yes, yes.
In fact, even this phrase, Bhaktava Shankari, is a phrase that you don't usually find in Sai bhajans, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, Swami often used to say that nobody can be compared to a devotee of mine.
Mm.
You can be anybody on this earth, but you are incomparable to a devotee of mine. And I am Bhaktavasya. That is, I belong to that devotee. The devotee can win me over.
Yes.
Very easily than anybody else.
I mean, the Lord is, most of the time, He becomes a servant of the devotee.
Servant of the devotee.
Absolutely. And in fact, I think all of us have experienced that, you know, that extent to which Swami has gone for each one of us.
Yeah.
Your mother will do so much for you. Your father would go to a large extent. But the way Bhagwan has stretched himself thin for you any number of times.
Yes, yes.
And I think each one of our lives is a testimony to the fact that how the Lord is someone who can do anything just for you.
Sankataharini Saima. For us devotees, who else is a refuge?
Yes.
So, and it is his name, just one name, Sai Ram, if you say, it takes care of your life completely in every sense, at every moment. And it's as though we are carried in life. We really don't have any troubles also. We don't even think of any situations as troubles. That is how well we are taken care in life. It is so true for everybody. It's not just those of us who are here with him.
I think that is very beautiful. You said, I remember once Professor Anil Kumar sir, when he was in Bhagwan's presence, and he was talking about what should devotees do in case of emergencies. That is when he said, Bhagwan himself at that point in time corrected him and said, for any devotee, there is no emergency.
Yes.
You don't have to think about what will I do if I have an emergency. Because once you have him in your life, there is no emergency. As you said, there is no problem.
Absolutely.
You know, as we always say, when we have a problem, we say, oh God, I have a big problem. Now we say, oh problem, we have a big God.
I don't know whether I should tell this out or not, but one real blessing he has bestowed to me, because it's my personal experience, it must be for everybody too.
Yes.
Automatically, without my being consciously aware and doing it, I am repeating Om Sri Sai Ram at each step.
Wow.
I have noticed this suddenly, hey, what is this I am doing? Om Sri Sai Ram. And I am not able to come out of that loop at all.
It's
and it happens
a part
to me.
Of your
so,
breath.
When he says, I have given myself to you, especially to the students, he used to say, Nannu nenu ichchukuntunnanu. I think this is what it means, that he has given us this name which we are able to chant and repeat in our hearts. And that name takes care of us, carries us through. As that song goes, when the darkness fills the skies.
When darkness fills your skies, hiding sunshine from your eyes. Say his name, say his form. Oh Lord, Sai Ram. Say his name, say his form. Hold on. So much to love it. Yeah, brother, I think you should share some such moments from your life. I know there are plenty, but when we talk about Sankata Harini, the one who removes all the obstacles, Sankata is obstacles, Harini is the one who takes away all those obstacles. As you very rightly said, that once you have him, obstacles themselves cease to exist.
I have to search for obstacles that I faced. I have to really treat them as obstacles and say, he bailed me out of them.
Yes.
Because that is how he has taken care.
Yes.
He never appeared, he never allowed any problem to touch us and scar us.
Actually, frankly, brother, even before we started this conversation, and I asked you, have there been any instances in your life when you had problems and Swami helped you, Swami rescued you, and you were saying you are clueless. I don't see any problems in my life. that is such a accelerating thing. I think people only who have Bhagwan in their life, who have God embedded in their life, only they can say that. Otherwise, you go and ask anyone outside what problems you have. I have a million problems. I have this problem, that problem. Every day I wake up with problems. Swami should say, putna ko chinta.
In fact, problems we ourselves create. There are no problems actually.
Wow. Brother, you should share how, once you have this sort of embedded in your life, how your life, even though it could be seemingly insurmountable challenge, it could be seemingly very difficult thing to deal with, but how?
See, I came into Swami's fold
as a
child, and frankly speaking, I didn't have really any big problems unless I created for myself, just to know if they really exist or not. And but my parents being in the family life, having so many children to take care and help them grow, study, settle in lives, marry, perform their marriages, for them it is a hardship. And at a time when they came to Swami after my father's retirement, when they came down here, in fact, we came in 1979.
Okay.
But then in 1977, my parents had their first interview in their life. And Swami said to my father, after your retirement in another 2 years' time, you come and settle in Puttaparthi. Then my father said, Swami, I still have two young children, boys studying in the schools. Then Swami said, yeah, the younger one will study in the school, the elder one will study in the college. In fact, there was no college or a school at that time.
In Prashantinilam.
In Prashantinilam. In 77, there was only a Telugu medium Ishwarama school.
Correct.
There was no college here.
Yes.
And we complete, then Swami, you know, once he blesses, his word comes true by itself.
Yes.
He doesn't have to again send a telegram to you to come down. It so happened, my father also completely forgot. I also completely forgot that I'm going to come to Swami's college and study. And suddenly it so happened that I came here and my parents were here. And the college then started. And my younger brother, who was in English medium, is English medium in Ishwarama school started that year.
Oh.
It's not as though the colleges have started for me and my brother.
It just fell into place like that.
Yes.
You just have belief, faith
and,
in what he says.
Then when they came down here, after a few years, my father had to perform the marriages of two elderly sons. Then Swami said, I will myself perform the marriages. So what a responsibility, you know, he has taken upon himself for on behalf of my parents. He selected the daughter-in-law's girls for my brothers, and he performed the marriages himself. Plus, our studies are taken care, our education is taken care, and we are all happily moving around under near his feet, enjoying his darshan every day in and day out. See, once I went to Tirupati after being in Puttaparthi for many years, I just happened to go to Tirupati. People go to ask for wishes and prayers and whatever troubles they have. But I did not have any prayer to ask. I only prayed to Lord, bring me again so that I can have your darshan.
Darshan.
And that it so happened that two other times I went by walked along on the hillock. And then the beauty of it is, when I finish the darshan, every time I finish the darshan of Tirupati Lord and come out, there is this sense of tremendous peace and joy in the heart. And the thought that comes to me is always, this joy and peace I am experiencing every day in Puttaparthi,
in Prashanti.
Which I climb seven hills to enjoy this moment.
Yes.
I am enjoying every day, morning and evening.
And here the Lord himself comes to you.
Yes, once Professor Kasturi wanted to go to Tirupati. Then Swami asked, what you will see there? There also you will find me only. Then he did go there. And he himself said that, I am not seeing Lord Venkateshwara, but I am seeing Swami himself there.
Sankataharana Venkataramana.
Venkataramana. Sankataharana Venkataramana. Sankatamuste Venkataramana, Swami will tell.
Yes. Wow.
So even, one Swami, one student was there. He had been to the Tirupati during his winter vacation. When he came back here, Swami asked him, hey, what you are asking for marriage? This boy said, he denied it first. Hey, Tirupati will velli adiginavu.
Swami said.
Yes.
He went
this boy immediately was shaken up. Then he said, that is only sub-post office. This is headquarter office.
Swami
so
said
all those prayers. Issues or prayers are referred here.
So you can't tell one thing to Swami and go tell something else
to
Lord Balaji. You are feeling shy to ask Swami about marriage. You can't go and tell that Balaji and think that Swami does not know all this.
Wonderfully you reminded this. Sankatamaste Venkataramana. Yes, Swami says we should always think of the Lord. Such that you don't even come into the situation where you have troubles. That is how our life is a proof of that. Amen. We really don't have problems. What you will take many lives to refine this much, he has done it in such a very short time.
Yes.
He's still doing it depending on our response.
Yes.
It happens actually.
That is a great blessing of having an avatar, isn't it? What will perhaps take you 10 janmas.
Yes.
with the avatar being there in physical form.
Yes, yes.
It can happen in just 10 minutes.
Yes, he doesn't believe in future at
10
all.
10 seconds.
Why later? Now.
Now. Yes.
He says, I am always ready. Are you ready? It is we who delay.
Fantastic. When you talk about Jnana Dayini, I mean, that is the wisdom that Bhagwan, the way he has changed our lives, our approach to life.
I never understood a single word of the spirituality or anything. Even I kept on hearing Swami's speeches. Even at that time, they were not registering. But now, with maturity, one Swami himself said, you will not understand the value of what I am putting into you today. Only when these seeds germinate and blossom tomorrow in your heart, you will know the value of what I have put in. And today, if I see, oh my God, it is not me at all. It is only He who lives through us. He is living through us. He is seeing through us. He is helping us see life through His eyes.
Wow. That is very phenomenal. You know, when you mentioned that whatever Bhagwan was speaking, it was entering into different states of our consciousness.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously.
Mm.
And in fact, the other day I was listening to a talk by Brother Indreshwar Singh.
Mm.
And he was narrating an instance where some devotee once complained to Swami that, Swami, these two boys were sleeping during our discourses. It was a very busy time.
Mm-hmm.
Sports and cultural event had just over and boys were tired. So Swami, to cut the story short, calls this devotee and he asks him to read that letter that he has written reprimanding the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so the devotee now, you know, very sheepishly does it because he never thought that Swami will ask him to do it in public. So he read the whole thing. Then Swami will read everything. So he had to read out his name also.
Mm-hmm.
Then Swami said, okay, so you tell me what is the best way to listen to my discourses.
Mm-hmm.
So the devotee said, Swami, you have to listen with one-pointed concentration. Swami said, okay. And Swami said, is there any other way?
Mm-hmm.
Then he was clueless. Then Bhagwan said, it is one thing to listen through your mind.
Mm.
You can also listen to something with a state that is beyond the mind.
Mm.
That goes to the depth of your being.
Yes.
Not just with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Swami said, all these discourses,
mm-hmm.
they are going into
correct.
All these students.
That is the way to transform individuals.
Yes. And as you're saying,
not through outside, outward culture.
Yes. So I think, you know, And he said, that brother said, you know, the best way for us to awaken that consciousness, mm-hmm. this brother said, is, you know, when you have time, if you're not getting sleep, or when you want to sleep, or when you want that awareness to arise in you,
mm-hmm.
just listen to Bhagwan's voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was referring to the discourse stream of Radio Sai. He said, mm-hmm. that's what he does. In the mm-hmm. nights, he just puts it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he sleeps with that golden voice of Bhagwan.
Okay, okay.
And, you know, talking about this voice of Bhagwan,
mm-hmm.
here you have that phrase Pranava Swarupini,
mm-hmm.
Prema Dayini.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is the voice that what made the universe happen, isn't it?
What voice? My God. It
Pranava Swarupini
primordial,
means
primordial. Primordial sound.
Yes.
And whoever heard Swami can make out the distinctness, the divine voice. We can't describe that. No, the way he will talk. They just go, as you said, deep into your heart, even to regions unknown to you, actually. And whatever words he had uttered, spoken to in each individual, they are forever remembered. How many people he will inquire about? It's as though, we think as though that Swami is thinking only about us. And every devotee thinks that Swami is thinking about him.
In fact, that is
how is it humanly possible? That's what I always wonder.
That is
divinity.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, you know, anybody who goes to the interview room,
mm.
for those half an hour, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, you know, that you spend with Bhagwan, everyone at that point feels that, you know, really the Lord came down from the heaven only for you. Because, you know, that is the feeling that the Lord gives you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because He knows everything about you. He's so concerned about you. He's sorting out everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go with the mountain of problems,
he
and
cuts
you know,
through.
And you come back absolutely light.
Yeah.
Everything is taken care of.
Who can assure you like that? You go with so many problems. He said, anta saripotundi.
Everything.
One word.
Everything will be fine.
Pranavaswarupini.
Yes.
That one word comes from beyond time actually.
Yes. Absolutely. Pranavaswarupini premadayini.
Premadayini.
And it comes with all the love that the universe can shower on you.
Then once a devotee asked inside the interview room, Swami himself said, ask for something. Then the devotee said, Swami, you have given me everything. What is there to ask? Your blessings is all enough for me. And he said, blessings are in plenty. Ask for something. Then he said, Swami, I have two daughters for marriage. Financially, you help me out during the time of their marriage. Then Swami said, other than money, you ask for anything. Then Swami himself continued saying, see, I am Lakshmi Swarupam.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever comes to me, the first thing I grant is financial security, that I take care.
That's done.
Other than this, you ask for something.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Wow.
What a Swami we had. We didn't know his value, but he knew who he was.
And he's there even now.
Yes.
Just
and we all ask for all small things. Once I'll summarize this also when Swami himself said that I have seen so many people, I have spoken to so many people over the years, devotees. All that they ask for is reduced to three categories. One is they ask for children's education. Second is they ask for children's marriages. And the third is they ask for their health. For the children's education, I have made schools and colleges. For their marriages, I have put a Kalyan Mandam where you don't have to pay single rupee as a fees for that. You can perform free marriages. Then I have created these hospitals where you can take care of your health. Now that these are taken care, you ask for what he has come to give.
Yes.
This is the kind of Bhagavan we had in front of us. And he always said, nobody has even knocked my door as yet of to seek my khazana. What I have come to give.
To seek the treasure that
I spiritual treasures. There is plenty of it actually. Once we get cleared of these things only, we can enjoy that.
Yeah, amazing. That's what Mangalakarani Manjula Bhashini, you know.
Kartipurishwari
Palayaman. Yes.
That ruler, that bestower of these boons is residing in Puttaparthi.
Yes.
Partishwari.
I mean, that same Shiva Shakti came down as Partishwari.
Yeah, because see, Swami is, it was written in the books I read, Shirdi avatar was Shiva Swarup.
Yes.
Then Satyasai avatar was Shiva and Shakti, a combination of the two.
Yes.
And Premasai is only Shakti.
Yes.
Shiva is actually very stern and strong and punishing.
Mm.
Shiva and Shakti is stern and strong and very strict. At the same time, very loving.
Yes.
So both aspects we have seen in Swami.
Yes. I mean, that is.
And we have seen more of the Shakti, the part of it, that is the love.
Love. Yes.
And imagine what it would be during Premasai when he is going to be only love.
Only love.
We have not.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, I think that way, you know, you got the best of the father and mother, divine father and mother in Satya Sai.
Mm.
Shiva and Shakti. And that's why, you know, people related to Bhagwan in different ways. That's why, you know, to a lady, he looked like a very beautiful woman, and to a man, he was fantastic personality. I think whatever we are complaining after having known Swami, this thing is not proper in our life, that thing is not proper in our life. I mean, we have no clue how worse it could have been. We don't know how many, probably 99 things are actually already sorted out. They didn't even surface.
Yes.
Because Bhagwan is carrying us.
Yes.
Just one or two things have come, and we should, if we just learn to have faith and give it to him to look after, everything will be fine.
We having got so much, we should help others to get.
Yes.
That's what, no. The best thing you can do is introduce somebody to Swami.
Yes.
After that, he takes charge.
He takes care.
Even to us, he used to say, when you see a person in distress, you can't do much about it as in your human capacity. What you can do is, give vibhuti. So once you give vibhuti, put the vibhuti in on the forehead.
Yes.
You have handed him, the person, over to the God.
To divine.
So divine takes care. Sankata Harini means, once you give vibhuti, you hand him over to Bhagwan.
Once that faith happens, yes, then everything else is taken care of.
And how many lives he has taken charge like this. He wants, come in large numbers. I am ready to take care.
Wow, wonderful. I think, you know, as we sing this bhajan, each person can relate to every phrase in their own way. Because everybody has experienced that love, Premadayini. Everybody
is introduced to Swami most 95% of the times through a bhajan only.
Yes.
So, I came to know about Bhagawan because my friend once called me for a bhajan in his house.
Yeah.
Or in a samiti.
Yes.
That is how we get introduced.
Yes.
And they have become part of our lives.
Life.
And when we sing now, when we hear bhajans, these memories come rushing to us. And it's no longer, you know, he's just repeating some name emptily. So with these bhavams, actually, we are singing these bhajans.
Yes.
And true to every word, you know, that is uttered. And Bhagwan is infinitely, you know, possible to experience.
Yes. I mean, that
different,
is how
different
this whole bhajan singing will elevate us and connect us back to all those golden moments with Bhagwan. And then, you know, we will not even know that we are singing. Every bhajan that we sing, we feel him. We feel that we don't exist anymore, that he is carrying us. And I think once we have that feeling, once that bhajan just becomes a vehicle for us to go become one with him, at least for those few moments, that is when the purpose of the bhajan will be served, and that is when we will be able to experience what it is to have him in our lives. Wonderful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
So that was Brother Srinivas Rao, an alumnus and a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group. In the final part of this program now, let's listen to this bhajan as it sounds when sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. And as you sing, please sing along and enjoy.
Shankari Bhattava Shankari Ma.
Shankari Bhattava Shankari Ma.
Shankari Bhattava Shankari Ma.
Shankari Bhattava Shankari Ma.
Sankatahayini Saima. Pranava Swarupini Premadayini. Pranava Swarupini Premadayini. Partipureshwari Palayama. Partipureshwari Palayama. Mangalakarini Manjula Bhashini. Mangalakarini Manjula Bhashini. Mangalakarini Manjula Bhashini. Jnanadayini Saima. Jnanadayini Saima. Shankari Bhattava Shankari Ma. Sankatahayini Saima. Pr
ప్రణవ స్వరూపిణి ప్రేమదాయిని పరిపురీశ్వరి పాలయమా మంగళకారిణి మంజుల భాషిణి జ్ఞానదాయిని సాయిమా
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sthayi Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free to write to us. You can write to listener@radiosthayi.org. If you want to share with us anything on our WhatsApp number, you can do that too. Our number is 9393-258-258. Once again, 9393-258-258. We look forward to your comments, feedback and suggestions. Thank you so much. Sayonara.